The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lord God, be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, we've had a lot of these feast days falling on Sunday this year. Doesn't happen all the time, but this year, lots of them. And today is the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran. Yay! Some church thousands and thousands of miles away from us over in Italy. Now, the Lateran Basilica is not as well known as St. Peter's, but it holds a special place. It is the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome. Not St. Peter's. John Lateran is the cathedral church. And the bishop of the Diocese of Rome is Pope Leo. I really wanted him to keep his name. I wanted a Pope Bob. But he is the bishop of the Diocese of Rome. We are part of the Diocese of Tucson. Now, a diocese, the norm is that it is an area overseen by a bishop. There are some special dioceses out there for particular groups of people. Most obvious example is the Archdiocese of the Military. But usually it is a specific area overseen by a bishop. But do you know what a titular diocese is? A titular see. That's a diocese that once existed, but no longer. It's defunct, suppressed, still listed on the books, but it's not a functioning diocese anymore. Usually, auxiliary bishops are assigned to those titular dioceses. They can't be a bishop of whatever diocese they're in because there is a head bishop, a normal bishop, the ordinary of the diocese. And so auxiliaries, assistants, are given the title of a defunct diocese. When Bishop Kikanis was the auxiliary bishop in Chicago, he was the titular bishop of Bella. All right, Bella is not all that popular here in Tucson, but Bella is in northwest Greece. And I'm sure, knowing how Bishop Kikanis travels, He probably visited there once or twice. A friend of mine, Bill Traylor, he was the pastor of Our Lady of Mercy Parish in Waterloo, Belgium. And the pastor of Waterloo was always on the formation faculty at the seminary I went to. And when Bill's time was up, he went back to his home diocese of Evansville and was assigned as pastor of St. Francis Xavier Parish in Vincennes, Indiana. Now, Vincennes was the original diocese of the state of Indiana. It ceased being a diocese in 1898. It was raised to a titular diocese in 1995. As far as cathedral churches go, it's really, really tiny. As far as a rural parish church goes, it's decent size. But still, it's probably at least half the size of our church. Now, years later, when we were having a reunion in Chicago, Bill told us this story of shortly after he got there, two priests show up in the parish office, hoping to take a tour of the place. There were a couple of auxiliary bishops. They were attending a meeting in Indianapolis, and one of them, the auxiliary bishop of Los Angeles, thought it would be a hoot to go down to Vincennes, because this auxiliary bishop happened to be the bishop of Vincennes. So he wanted to see his cathedral. It's not really his cathedral, but it was a nice joke, a nice pleasant day. They toured around, they had a great time, took lots and lots of pictures. And the auxiliary said, "You know, this is quite a treat. Not many auxiliary bishops get to visit their cathedral." His companion said, "Yeah, my diocese is in northern Africa. There is no cathedral. It consists of a palm tree and lots of sand." St. John Lateran Cathedral, Basilica. It was dedicated on November 9th, 324. By my calculation, that is 1,701 years. It is an old, old church. It was dedicated to our most holy Savior, Jesus Christ, and then later came under the patronage of St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. It's called the Lateran because the Laterani family donated land for the church to be built in 324. It's not the most popular of churches in Rome. And certainly St. Peter's is more well known. It is more of a tourist attraction than the Lateran Basilica. But it is older. And it is the cathedral church of Rome. It is considered the mother church of all the churches in the Diocese of Rome. Considered the mother church of all churches throughout the world. But still, having said all that, why bother to celebrate the dedication of St. John Lateran, this church thousands and thousands of miles away from us? Well, it's because of what it represents. This church is a reminder, this celebration is a reminder to all of us that Catholicism is universal, but at the same time, local. It's local because of each and every individual member that gathers together, as Paul reminds us constantly. The church is present in the community gathered. No matter how grand or how humble a building may be, it's not a church unless the faithful gather together and celebrate and worship. If the faithful are not gathered together, it remains just an empty building. Full tabernacle and an empty church, that's a contradiction of terms. Need the community gather together to celebrate. So even the poorest, smallest of dioceses, with the smallest, most humble of cathedrals, is just as magnificent as the Basilica of St. John Lateran, because the temple is present when the community, when the faithful people of God come together and celebrate and worship.